We always enjoy talking to the professor, John Clayton, talking a little NFL here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with BT and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker, and John Clayton is with us on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Everything's good. I saw a quote today from Kevin Demoff that their stadium might not be ready on time, and he even suggested, I think this would be an outside shot, that it might not be ready for any games this season. That would be shocking to me if that new Chargers-Rams stadium wouldn't be available to either of those teams for the entire season.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if it happens in Vegas, too, because I think what you can see is kind of a day-by-day basis because, I mean, you have, I know, on the L.A. project, some people that picked up the virus, and, of course, normally in that circumstance, they'd like to shut everything down because of the rapid spread of it. And so I think that's going to be determined because, again, if you have people who are working on the stadium get a virus, then they have a great chance to give it to somebody else, and that's what has to be stopped. And as much as you want to get this stadium done, you know, the health of our country right now is going to be more important. So it's a day-by-day thing to see, you know, how long they can continue doing it and how bad the virus is spreading.
Hey, John, along those lines, you've been keeping us posted the last couple of weeks. I mean, how are things by you currently in Seattle?
It's about the same, although I think there's been a little bit of a downturn on the percentage increase. Obviously, you know, it's a fast tick as far as going up on the number of people that are dying and the number of people that are testing positive. But the numbers are starting and the percentage is starting to turn a little bit. You know, what they're expecting is maybe by next Wednesday that they're going to have the downturn for the first time. And then when that happens, that's significant because you saw it in China, you know, because whether the accuracy of the Chinese are, you know, there or not, I mean, there's been very few new cases, you know, of people that are there. What ends up happening is you have somebody flying in from outside the country and landing there, and that's where it starts to spread again. But I think that right now the percentages are going good. You know, they extended the stay at home now to May 4th. So, you know, that means the whole month of April everybody has to stay at home. But, hey, I hired a chef to help cook my wife, you know, some meals for the entrees, and I still keep going out getting takeout to fill in the rest of the void. So, you know, we're doing the best we can.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are staying safe and the whole country's going through a crazy time for sure. And one thing that kind of takes away from it, at the very least, a little bit for some of us, is sports, right? It is football. And one of the biggest things coming up is going to be the draft. And I know a lot of teams maybe are unhappy about the fact that it's going. They don't think that they have enough information. It sounds like it's going to go ahead. It is going to go ahead anyway. I'm interested, when you look at the draft right now, John, who is the most likely, in your opinion, to make a trade and just trade up and to get up there and get one of these quarterbacks potentially?
I'm questioning whether that's going to happen at all because, I mean, the way this draft goes, and usually what happens, particularly in the top 10, is that, you know, you don't want to give up a top 10 pick. Like, for example, if you're Washington, you don't want to give up Chase Young. And if you're the New York Giants, you don't want to give up the best offensive lineman in the draft. And so usually you're trading up for quarterbacks. But so now what you look at is that Miami is talking to Cincinnati, but the Bengals aren't going to trade down. That's just not in their nature. You know, they'll take Joe Burrow. And then, of course, you know, if you, Detroit's probably the team right now that's going to talk the most about trading because they can take a cornerback at number 3, but they probably want some more value. But then, you know, who's going to trade up for Tua? Because, you know, if you're trading up from because I think there's going to be 3 go in the top 6. So you can be Miami. You can stay there at 5 and still get them. And if you don't, then you get Justin Herbert. And if you're the Chargers, I mean, you can get Justin Herbert at number 6. So I think in the top 10 there won't be much. But I think once you start getting into, you know, the – oh, I think from 9 to 15, that's where the trades will start because, you know, you're jumping the tackle position. You're start jumping the wide receiver position because right now I think the top receiver goes at number 12 to the Raiders and whichever one they pick. But I think overall, I think the trades are going to be more from like 9 to 15 and then on down.
How serious are the Bears when they said today that it's going to be an open competition between Foles and Trubisky?
Well, half serious, because what they did say also today is that when the season starts, Mitch Trubisky is going to be behind center. And so I think that indicates how this is going to go, that Trubisky starts the season and probably doesn't finish the season as a starter. First time he struggles, I think there's going to be a quick hook, because understand that Nick Foles has done everything right so far. He comes over in the trade. He coached, I mean, he had Matt Nagy coached him. He's got two coaches on the staff that have been with him at Philadelphia. And then, to make matters even better, he renegotiated his $22 million a year contract and took things down to 3 years, $24 million. So now they fit in better with the cap. And so overall, I think that you can see he's pushing all the right buttons and knowing that he's going to probably have a training camp that may be short, maybe not short, to try to readjust to the new team. I think they start with Mitch and then go on to Nick.
John Clayton with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. What was your reaction to the Cowboys signing former Mizzou pass rusher Aldon Smith, who hasn't played since 2015?
Well, let's put it this way. The Cowboys end up usually taking more guys that have been suspended or will be suspended than any other team in the league, so they're willing to take the chance. But when you look at the contract, it's basically like a one-year deal at $910,000 with a lot of incentives and things of that nature, game time playing and stuff like that. And so it only counts about $910,000 under the cap. So it's a very low-risk type of thing. And, of course, they're switching, it looks like, to a 3-4 defense. And if you go back to when he was in the 3-4 defense in San Francisco, he was fantastic. I mean, he was, that 2011 class, have so many Hall of Famers on defense at the top of it, and he would have been one of them. Unfortunately, he hasn't played for 4 years. He's had 8 incidents off the field, and now is a matter of kind of come back here. But it's a low-risk type of thing because what do you really lose if it doesn't work out?
The only thing I can think of, and I know people have written about this, is the idea of we're not going to take care of our quarterback, but we're going to take a chance on somebody else. I mean, is there any issue in-house with that?
I don't think so, not in this case, because, again, you're talking at the difference about a $35 million quarterback and Dak Prescott on an exclusive tag that now has ironically gone down to about 26 million or 27 million bucks because of the fact that there's been renegotiations in the contract, and so the number went down. So that's been a little bit of a disappointment. But no, I think when you're only talking about $910,000, that doesn't cause anybody. And again, you are picking up a very talented player when he was a player.
If you look at this from a larger view, and I think a lot of us aren't really exactly sure what's going to happen here, and the NFL has not had to really make some big decisions because their season isn't happening just yet. But how likely is it that they would play a partial season if it came down to it?
I think there is kind of like what college is talking about right now. I think they'd rather play the full season, but there has to be some safeties. College is talking about the idea of moving fall football into winter just to try to at least salvage something this year because it's 50-50 right now whether they're going to really have a season in fall, and so they're thinking about moving it back. And I think that the NFL would probably want to do the same thing too. They're not going to come out with the schedule now till around May 9th. I think that they understand, because I know one of the doctors for the NFL came out yesterday and was pretty strong about it, because he cannot envision a time where there's going to be team sports and there's going to be no tests to make sure that everything's going to be okay. Because when you're talking in the fall, you're talking about with the cooler weather, the possibility of the second wave of this coming back. And so I think there's going to be some caution. And so nobody knows for sure. I mean, we are in uncharted times right now. And so they're hoping that everything they seem to be optimistic, but like anything else, they don't know.
John Clayton, always great to get good information from you. Thanks so much for the time. Be safe this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
See you later. That is the professor, John Clayton, on 101 ESPN. Well, Rex Ryan recently put his foot in his mouth, and we're assuming this is one foot he didn't want in his mouth. That's next before Take It or Leave It on 101 ESPN.